Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Jeffrey Zabar is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. I know. I'm excited, too. Jay-Z is back. He operates the Worm Cam for us and has been doing so since 1999. And it's just like a dream come true for him, too, by the way. He's an award-winning journalist. He's the greatest copywriter in the history of copywriting and the author of three books on being home base. And he walks the talk, folks. He's our good friend, Jeff. Welcome back.
Always a pleasure, especially with an intro like that. I don't want the check. I just want the intro.
It's like a dream come true, isn't it? Fulfillment like that you get from true. Hanging out with me. I get it. I get that all the time.
There
hey,
you
Jeff,
go.
One of the most frustrating, surely, clearly, without a doubt, in my opinion, the most frustrating thing that small business owners deal with these days, especially, is how to develop and execute and find some kind of return on social media.
Right.
It's, I've been talking about it for, golly, what now, 8-9 years?
Right.
And I'm the original social media heretic. I've been skeptical of a lot of things, but I'm not skeptical of the fact that a whole lot of people are hanging out on social media communities. But how to make it pay?
Right.
And because we've got to do that, right? We can invest our time and our money. We got to get a return. How do we do it?
You know, it's interesting you say that because, you know, social media can be one of the most expensive free toys or tools given
right.
to you
yeah.
in that you spend so much time and it can be unbelievably powerful in its return, or it can be just a time sap that you end up, not only do you end up spending a lot of time or earmarking an employee's time to keep your social media presence updated, but, you know, what's the return? What are you seeing? Are you getting value out of it? Do you know how to measure the value out of it? But one thing, you know, worth discussing is, look, you know, I have, you know, my presence on social media. You have your presence. And we know those, and those are the obvious power tools, or at least the obvious pursuits that we should have on social media. So whether it's Jeff Zabar, Chief Home Officer, whether it's Jim Blasingame, or Small Business Advocate on Facebook and on Twitter, on Instagram, or wherever your customers are, and obviously you don't want to be everywhere if your customers aren't there. How can you expand it? How can you make it so that it's not I, me, my, and all about what we are doing to better serve your customers? Because as they say, it's all about them.
Mm-hmm.
How can we empower that to make it a stronger draw and lure that draws in our customers, but in a subtle way steers them back to or alerts them to the fact that, you know, we should be a chosen organization for them to work with. What a number of companies have done is looked at their category, looked at their market area where they work, their subject. So whether it's consulting, whether it's copywriting, whether it's, you know, they might be a florist, they might have an auto shop, you know, whatever they do. You know, it's not about I had this job yesterday. It's almost like if you remember Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers on,
mm-hmm.
You know, Car Talk. They wouldn't talk about their shop, but they would talk about all the things that go wrong with cars.
Mm-hmm.
And they were humorous, of course. That was their spin, or that's still, you know, airing.
And they would say things like we ran into this guy the other day, and he had this problem, and here's how we solved it, or
exactly.
How he solved it.
And their show,
they're telling stories, aren't they?
They were storytellers. And they would, obviously, it was a call-in show, so they would
whatever happened to Click and Clack? Are they still around?
Well, one of them passed away.
Well, that's right.
And so they're still on in
so
reruns.
So Click is here, but maybe not Clack, right?
Yeah, exactly. So they, so
and they would appreciate
reruns.
That humor, folks. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. So they're going to be discontinuing the show, I think, in the coming year. But anyway, so they turned, and as an example, they turned their mechanical expertise into a show. You can turn your consulting expertise, I can turn my copywriting expertise, we can turn what we do into a brand online. that has nothing to do with it. It might be, you know, Southern Alabama plumbing.
How do you apply that to social media, though?
Well, you go out and, A, you create a page.
Because we've talked about on the show about doing videos and writing blogs and doing things like that that are contributory. They're not commercial. They're contributory. They help people solve a problem and it just so happens that you own a company who does that. How do you make that happen in social media?
Well, how do you do that? You create the page. So it might be, as I was sort of teasing, it might be, you know, New York florist. It might be Alabama plumbing. It might be, you know, Texas trucking, whatever. And it's tied to your market area. You know, and then you create the page. So let's just tackle Facebook. You create the page.
So you're saying it might not be a page. Wouldn't sound like your company at all. It might be something like how to get the leads out of your gutter and other landscaping problems.
Yeah, I mean,
where people would just show up to read about that, and you're the one who's in the middle of the community.
You're sort of curating that. You're the moderator.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
You know, and it doesn't blast your name all over it. Yeah. But if they search, they would find that you're associated with it. You started it. But
well, there's nothing wrong with you. With your, you know, you're going to have
a voice,
your profile there, and all that. I mean, that's fine. But here's the thing though, that particular profile, that particular page, that particular location, that address can have nothing commercial. Right.
And typically it wouldn't. And typically it goes beyond commercial. It goes to community.
That's right. So, but I'm just saying you can't slip an ad in there
on this particular
page. You can't. This is all about contributing.
This is all about – and that's the key
And that's word. The part that's killing – that's driving small business owners nuts because we need to make payroll on Friday, Jeff.
Right. Well, you do, but this is about a new way to try and drive business.
It's a parallel effort you're building – Oh, that's what I've tried to tell people. It's like in the old days, corporate America called it brand building. They don't do brand building anymore, but they used to, and it was a parallel track, a budget and effort that you didn't expect anything today, but over time you expected it to pay off.
Right. Exactly. And over time, what you're doing, you're not just building, you're not building brand, you're building community. So people are going to go there to learn more. They're going to see what's going on. You know, one of the examples I use is a local, you know, marketing firm down here in South Florida. They created a couple sites, one for the city in which it works and one for the industries which it serves. And now they've got over 1,000 followers on the city site.
Yeah.
And they have hundreds of followers on the business site. That is not all about them, you know, meaning the organization.
That's the way you build community, folks. That's the difference.
Absolutely.
In a community and a, you know, and like a fan base or something.
Absolutely.
Hey, Jeff Jabbar is going to be right back with me. ChiefHomeOfficer.com, GotWords.com. Those are his.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.